Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves and provides strategies and solutions for your biggest financial challenges.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Well, you know, I just don't, I really don't know where to start today. It's rare, but I really don't know where to start. Hi, everybody. Ray Lucia here. I don't know where to start because I was thinking before the program about interest rates. Of course, we're going to have Steve Allendorf on in just a little bit, and he's our loan financial planner dude. And of course, he talks about interest rates and mortgage rates. And I've been wrong. I have to admit, I have been wrong on calling interest rates for about as long as I can remember now, because I keep saying, sooner or later, they got to start going up, and they keep going down and down and down, and we saw the interest rates hit like record lows when the Brexit, and then it jumped up a little bit with the jobs report and so forth. I don't know where to start. I don't know how to predict them. Here's what, by the way, folks, Ray Lucia here. Thank you for tuning in. I'm just dumbfounded by this whole interest rate world, and where do you put your money? Where do you put your safe money? I've got a couple of suggestions, but first let's say hi to James Stewart, Certified Financial Planner. How are you feeling today, buddy?
Hey, if it was any better, it would be illegal.
Yeah, illegal. I understand you're heavily medicated, so if he starts slurring his words or whatever, they are legal drugs, but he got into a really, really serious accident about a month ago, and they've got you pretty well doped up because you got broken ribs. And what are you doing at work anyway? What are you working for?
Well, I only have 10 fractured ribs and a broken collarbone and a bruised spleen. Hell, that's not enough to keep me away from that.
Did you just say hell on this program? Don't you know the rules?
Uh-oh.
Janicus, write them up. 844-RAY-SHOW if you want to talk about this. Let's start with interest rates and where do you spend your money if you're retired. I've got so much ground to cover, I don't know where to start. But sit back, folks. Anyway, relax. It's the Ray Revolution. And we start with interest rates right now. Let's start with interest rates overseas. Because a lot of people say, our interest rate is never going to go negative. I tend to agree with that. But Germany, let's talk about Germany. That's one of the most developed economies in the world. The German 10-year bond, a negative 0.12%. In other words, if you invest with the German government for 10 years, 10,000, 100,000, a million, 10 years goes by, you don't even get your million back. You get $88,000 back. You lose money over that 10-year period of time, plus the loss due to inflation, were they to have any. Japanese 10-year yields, they're worse. You want to invest in Japan? You wonder why Japanese money is coming over here? You wonder why you go to Disneyland, you see Japanese, you see Chinese, you don't see very many Americans. And the reason is their money goes a lot further, I guess, when they get here. And they're investing their money here like crazy. And despite the fact that our yields stink too, but by comparison, they're significantly greater. Japanese 10-year yields minus 0.27. Of course, our money goes much further overseas because of the strength of the dollar and so forth. So you can, it kind of works both ways. A Swiss 10-year bond yields a negative 0.65%. That means 2/3 of 1% you lose every year you invest for 10 years with and in a Swiss bond. That's incredible to me. And the Brits, you actually make 0.84, but that's the lowest interest rate the Brits have had in history. Where am I going with this? Well, I'm going to, here in the U.S., we're at about 1.5%. Ain't nothing to brag about, I'll tell you what. Make a loan to the government. It's not negative, but after inflation, it's negative. After inflation and taxes, remember, you do have to pay tax on that money. So after inflation and taxes, you've gone big time negative. So I got thinking about this last night as I was pondering today's show, talking about interest rates, a little bit about interest rates. And Steve Allador, as I said, will be here in a few minutes. And he's got way more to talk about as it relates to you. But think about this for just a second. I was reviewing some of my notes from the past, back in the day when I was a financial advisor. And this goes back now 5-10 years. And I don't even know if they still have this. I think they do, because I heard somebody talk about it the other day. Jim Stewart, do you remember these things called trigger annuities?
Yes.
A trigger annuity. So the way a trigger annuity worked, and I think this is the antidote for those individuals who don't want to lose money, but are looking at the potential yield situation and saying, you know what, I don't think I can go much lower. A trigger annuity basically works like this. An insurance company, through the use of options, I don't want to get into the technicals here, so I'll give you the broad 30,000-foot level. A trigger annuity works like this. The insurance company says, we'll pay you 5%, or I'm making this number up, by the way. Talk to your financial advisor about a trigger annuity. But if you want a CD-like rate of return, and you want the safety, and you want to defer the taxes, it's a pretty good deal. Trigger annuity says, we'll pay you, and I'm making this number up, 5%, 4%, 3%, 7%. I don't know what the number is today. But let's say it's 5. If the stock market, as measured by the Standard & Poor's 500, sends a dividends, no dividends, but just the index itself has a positive year, it could be 1/1,000,000 of 1% positive, but if it goes up, doesn't matter what number it goes up, you get the 5%. If it goes up 25%, you get 5%. If it goes up 0.00001%, you still get 5%. And if it goes down, you get 0%. So when you look at this over the last, 4 or 5 years, as interest rates have been declining and declining and declining, that so-called trigger annuity would have generated 5%, 5%, 5%, 5%, because in my recollection, I don't believe the S&P has had a negative year in the last 5, 6, 7 years or so. So in that regard, pretty safe place to put your money, like a CD. So I encourage you in this low-yield environment to look for alternatives. Now, many of the brokers and financial planners are pitching you on dividend-paying stocks, and I think that there's a lot of benefit to buying dividend-paying stocks. But remember, the dividend payers, by and large, have been utilities and financials. Have you seen where utilities are trading today? Very, very high. Very, very high. The markets in general are trading at record highs. And by the way, who would have thunk that with this Brexit a few weeks back? Who would have thought? You know, you had the markets all over the world. We lost more than $2 trillion like in one day in global markets. And the U.S. like, brushing it off. Who cares? New record highs. In fact, if I get a chance, I'll quote from what Jeremy Siegel had to say about the markets. He still thinks that there's 10-15% upside from here, balance of this year. I don't know. As you know me, I don't make predictions about the stock market, because if I made predictions about the bond market, which I tried not to, but I would always say, well, I assume rates are going up. Hey, Donald Trump said that. I assume rates are going to go up at some point in the future. And I've been wrong for the past several years, thinking that, the economy's got to start getting better, and it hadn't. I mean, it has, but it hasn't, if you know what I mean. We're stuck sort of in the mud here in terms of our GDP growth. It's not really been what you would expect after, the severe recession that we had. In either event, interest rates are low. You need to start thinking about alternatives. And this is one area where insurance companies actually provide you with something that might be of value. We talk about these all the time. Okay, very quickly, though, I wanted to share with you where your retirement money goes, at least according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And this will have an impact later on in this program if I get a chance to get to it, or certainly next hour. But healthcare, 11.3%. That's premiums, long-term care needs, prescriptions. That's quite a bit. Food, 12.8%. I think in my case, it's much higher. Transportation, this one surprised me, 14.5%. That's car payments, fuel, insurance, maintenance, public transportation, and so forth. The big dog was housing. That's mortgage, taxes, insurance, maintenance, utilities, and renovations, and so forth. Now, I'm running out of time here, but what is significant about these numbers is they can change quite dramatically in retirement. And so if you're planning your retirement around what the Bureau of Labor Statistics and all of the income calculators and retirement calculators tell you, they use these kinds of numbers in budgeting, and it is clearly a mistake because your number is likely to be different than this number. When we come back from the break, I will explain that. Don't go away. The Ray Lucia Show continuing. RayLucia.com. Email me. Just click on the Ask Ray button. We'll get the emails a little bit later on in the program. And again, we'll have Steve Allador coming on in just a bit, talking about how low interest rates are likely to go and why mortgage rates aren't lower. Don't go away. It's the Ray Program.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Hey, welcome back, folks. I am the Walrus. I've been called worse. Ray Lucia here, back with y'all. Steve Aldor joining me momentarily. 844-RAY-SHOW if you have a question for Steve about mortgages, interest rates. I've been talking a little bit about interest rates and retiree expenses. Let me finish up on the retiree expenses based on what the Bureau of Labor Statistics tells us, because underlying a lot of these numbers are some real solutions for individuals. As many of you know, I have talked for years about how most retirees don't spend as much as what they think you're going to spend, as much as your financial advisor says you're going to spend, as much as the inflation rate as measured by the CPIU, or what they call the CPIE for the elderly. It's actually experimental. The E stands for experimental, but somehow it's gotten translated into the elderly. But we're going through this again. 16.9% is in the other category. I didn't get to that one before the break. That's entertainment, recreation, education, cable, internet, clothing, pets, and so forth. Those are variable costs. There's really not much that a retiree is going to do about that. Yeah, you can get rid of the dog and the cat. Tell that to my wife. I got two puppies. She ain't getting rid of them, all right? It's just that simple. She'd get rid of me before she gets rid of the pets. As we discussed, health care, the average couple, it says here, spends $400,000 out of pocket on premiums, long-term care needs, and prescriptions. Okay, that's why we talk about it all the time. Buy long-term care insurance. You can probably drop that number by half. And of course, the premiums are significantly lower if you get to that early, before you retire. Food, 12.8%. Like I said before, you know, I eat way more than that, so I don't think I can do much about that. Car payments, pay off the car and then drive it until it dies. The problem is we're spoiled here in America. We like driving the fancy new car. You know what I did? I got rid of the Mercedes. When I retired, I got rid of the Mercedes, and I'm still driving my old car with 95,000 miles on it. Now, it's a Cadillac Escalade, and it's a gas hog, and that's my only complaint about it, because it's one of the greatest cars I've ever had, and I don't ever want to get rid of it. And I will drive it until its last breath. Can a car breathe? I don't know. Maybe mine does. But the biggie here is housing. 44.5% retirees spend on housing, and that's mortgage, taxes, insurance, maintenance, utilities, et cetera, et cetera. Well, if you have a free and clear home, that 44.5% is probably cut by at least half. So in reality, when we start doing these CPIE or CPIU calculations in retirement, and we make the assumption that inflation's going up at, say, 3% per year, the fact is it will not go up at that level for many. For some it will. The lower income retirees that are renting, yes. But if you have a free and clear car, you have a free and clear home, if you have long-term care insurance, your expenses will not be, probably go up about half the rate of the CPIE. So let's talk now about interest rates and mortgages with Steve Aldor. Steve, how are you doing today,
buddy? I'm doing very well.
You go through this all the time when you're budgeting, you know, and you deal with retirees and refinances and all that stuff. Are retirees, by the way, harder to get refinanced?
Not necessarily. It just all depends upon their cash flow and where that cash flow is coming from. So, you know, I've got a lot of retirees that are starting to collect Social Security. They may have pensions from jobs that they've worked on for a number of years. They may have self-directed retirement accounts, qualified accounts, that they're pulling money from. So we can use all of that income in order to qualify. And in some cases, with Social Security, if there are any type of benefits that are non-taxable, we're able to gross them up based on what they're earning and what they're being taxed on. The only issue that we have in qualifying a retired borrower is if they were really good as far as putting away dollars in a non-qualified account. So an account that they've paid taxes on, they've got a healthy amount in that account, and they're now drawing from that account. I can't use the income from that account because it's not taxable.
That's ridiculous.
The only thing that
I mean, come on, that is stupid.
The only thing that I can use is the interest and dividend income that they're deriving.
Oh, okay. From so you can use income, but that kind of defies logic.
Yeah, but it's significantly smaller. So if you're pulling out $3,000 a month from a nice, healthy non-retirement account, but you're earning maybe $6,000 or $7,000 in dividend or interest income, I'm now only able to count $300, $400 a month.
But here's what
income.
It does. Here's what it does. It causes the investor, in this case, the borrower, to invest the money in something that creates higher dividends, which may not meet their risk tolerance quotient. They may take on more risk to get the higher income so they can qualify for the mortgage, which is flat stupid.
So those are some issues that we're running into. I've got a borrower right now that just exhausted a retirement account, and they have a non-qualified account, and we're now having to pull money from that non-qualified account to pay down debt to qualify. I'm saving them $800 a month by doing all
that. Let me ask you a question. While you're talking about, if they bought an annuity that paid over 5 years or 7 years, instead of getting a lifetime annuity, will that qualify?
Potentially, yes, as long as I have a 3-year stream of income remaining on any type of an account that may have an end date, that's not a lifetime account. There's an opportunity that you can take that type of money, put it into an annuity, get it on a monthly basis for me to count.
Steve Allador at LoanFinancialPlanner.com. He's the guy that you want to go to if you're thinking about refinancing or all these interest rates. I'm looking at the interest rates, and I'm playing the limbo rock in my head because I'm asking the question today, how low can these mortgage rates go? I get your email here based on no or minimal points. A 30-year, and they're playing limbo rock, a 30-year conforming rate as low as 3.375. Am I reading that right?
Yeah, correct. So we've seen rates come down a little bit, but we really haven't seen rates come down in the same relation that the 10-year note has come down. And that's something that we can get into in the next segment, because whether you know it or not, you're paying a mortgage tax.
You are paying a mortgage tax. This is really incredible. I'm looking at a 7-year conforming at 3% and a 15-year conforming at 2.875%. I think the Brexit handed you like a Christmas gift, didn't they?
But in actuality, Ray, if we go through the notes 2, 3, 4 weeks ago before Brexit, the rates weren't that much higher.
Well, I remember 3.65%.
Right, well, on a 30-year, we were at maybe 3.5 to 3.6. You know, rates have come down a little bit. But what's happened is the 10-year note got down as low as 1.34. I think it's at 1.5 today. It was at about 1.7 in 2013 when we had 30-year fixed rates at 3.2. So what's the difference? The difference is Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, over the last 4 years, have instigated a delivery fee to them, which has gone up 2.5% over that period of time. And again, that's something that we can talk about.
All right, well, we will do that when we come back. Is it time for you to take advantage of these limbo rock low interest rates? We're going to discuss that on the other side with my man, Loan Financial Planner, Steve Allador at 888-563-1070. Write that number down in your hand right now. Or go to his website. There, you got all these people waving to me now on your website. What's that all about?
They're happy people.
Okay, well, we'll take a quick break. Come back with Steve.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, Call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Hey, welcome back, folks, to the Ray Program. Special guest, Steve Allendorf. He is the Loan Financial Planner, loanfinancialplanner.com. He's one of the most brilliant mortgage dudes around and an interest rate guy. We've been talking about interest rates today and the fact that they're so low. Now, you're telling me, Steve, that 30-year conforming rates with no points at 3.375 are not as low as they should be.
Correct.
Why?
Well, we talked a little bit before the break. Fannie and Freddie, who is controlled by who?
The U.S. government.
The U.S.
nowadays.
Government. Correct.
Sure.
Over the last 5 or 6 years, based initially on the foreclosure issues we had many years ago.
They went bankrupt. The government came in and did the bailout type thing.
Have added an extra delivery fee that all lenders have to pay them, in a sense, to get and deliver interest rates and loans to them.
Sounds like a tax to me.
It does sound like a tax. A tax that
did they go through Congress to get that tax?
Heck no. Heck no. So
was this an executive order by President Barack Obama?
I'm not gonna tread those waters.
I'm teasing. He's had enough trouble with his executive orders.
The bottom line is that the cost of mortgages is higher than it was 4 or 5 years ago. Hence the reason why with the 10-year note that got down to about 1.3, lowest level I think I've ever seen it.
In history, I think.
It's about 1.5 right now. Rates are still a little bit higher than they were back in 2013 when the 10-year note was at about 1.7, 1.8. And that's because of these delivery tax fees that are being charged to all lenders that are
so this is
loans.
New. When did this start?
Well, it started, I think, in 2009. It's gone up 2.5% since then, and it's doubled in the last year and a half to 2 years.
So basically, this is a fee that Fannie and Freddie is adding to the loan, that if you add it to the loan, it translates into another quarter to a half a point.
Well, an eighth to a quarter point in interest rate.
An eighth to a quarter.
Right. So maybe 4 or 5 years ago, with the 10-year note where it's at right now, we'd be seeing 3.1, 3.2. So people are hearing on the radio, rates are tumbling down. And yes, we've gotten the rates coming down a little bit. Last 4 or 5 days, we've got a pressure moving up. But it's not that huge improvement that a lot of people are touting on the radio or in the media to get people to make phone calls to their lenders.
Okay, now I just learned a few minutes ago from you about something I had not heard of called the HERO loan. Since I enjoy being a hero, what is that all
that
about?
That is the home energy renovation opportunity. And it sounds great. It's a loan that's being offered to people to help save on energy efficient items for their homes. Solar.
By solar, yeah.
Water type conservation things with landscaping. And it sounds
and
great.
This is a government loan?
I'm not sure specifically if it's a government loan or not. Now, this particular loan is really kind of like a hard money loan. It's got a higher interest rate, 7, 8, 9%. Now what they tout is that they then have the ability to take the amount you're borrowing, 20, 30 grand, attach it to your property tax bill, so you get the potential tax write-off of
whatever total amount is. You can't write off the principal on that.
No, you're not writing off the principal.
Well, you get the write-off anyway.
Not on a regular loan, but if they add it to the property tax bill and your property taxes
are higher.
Well,
if it's a second mortgage, you'd get the write-off, of course.
Well, it's not a second mortgage, though.
But if it were, if you took out a second loan to pay your solar and paid 5%, that would sound better
to
me.
Correct.
So this sounds like, it's not a scam, but it doesn't sound like something people ought to do.
The issue that we're running into is that Fannie Mae, when that loan goes onto your property tax bill, it becomes a superior lien.
No, of course, yeah.
So if for whatever reason something happens and you lose your home, property taxes get paid before the lender gets paid. First trustee lender does not want to be in second position.
Right.
So the HERO people will say, yes, we will subordinate the loan Fannie and Freddie will potentially allow us to do that, but it's still going to be considered like a second loan. So if you have a second loan or something like a second loan, when you're doing a new first loan, it's going to cost you an extra 1/8 to 1/4% in interest rate for having a subordinating lien. If you're looking to take cash out of your primary, it may either eliminate the ability to do that or modify the amount of cash we can take out. FHA at this point won't allow us to do a mortgage loan with a HERO loan attached to the property, and a lot of jumbo lenders won't allow us to do that either.
Okay, I don't like it. So, I don't like it, but let me ask you this question. If I want to put solar on my house or my roof or whatever I can do, $30,000 you're saying, if I want to do that, what are my options if I don't want to pay 8, 9, 10%?
Well, a ton of the solar companies have financing programs. I just put solar on my house. I'm paying, I think, maybe 5% interest rate on a 15 or a 20-year loan, and it is not attached to my property. So it's not a second lien.
So don't do the HERO loans is what you're saying.
I'm going to say that if you plan on doing any kind of financing down the road until Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FHA, and the jumbo lenders get a clear distinction of how they want to handle this, it's going to make it more difficult for you to do a refinance loan.
Steve Alador, that's where you need to go, because I didn't even know what the heck a HERO loan was until you came by today. Steve Alador's telephone number is 888-563-1070. He's the kind of guy you want to get to know, either now or the future. He's done loans for me and my entire family multiple times, and I can tell you that he gets the job done. LoanFinancialPlanner.com. Okay, so I'm reading the headlines this morning. Donald Trump's brilliant advice for homeowners. The Donald explains why homeowners should take advantage of this program. It was a big come online. It was an advertisement. I don't know. They're stealing, you know, trying to get the popularity of Donald Trump to sell what they call their HARP loans. Now, I remember we've talked about HARP in the past. Pretty good program, huh?
Well, yeah. It's the HARP program's been around for a number of years. However, the majority of the people who qualified for HARP have already taken advantage of it. Bottom line is that you qualify for HARP if your loan is owned by Fannie or Freddie.
Which is about 60 or 70% of them,
correct,
right?
Correct, but that loan must have been originated by May 31st, 2008 or older.
Oh, so it's for the older loans.
It's for the older loans. It's not for the newer loans.
Okay, now, do you get a really good interest rate? Or do you have to pay more for a HARP loan? This is for people that are underwater, right? Isn't that what HARP's all about?
I mean, not necessarily. It can be used. That was originated for people that were underwater. You can have a ton of equity in your home, and if your loan is that old, the advantage on HARP is there's potentially no appraisal required on the property. And the qualifying guidelines are much more flexible for HARP. For instance, Fannie Freddie, 45 to 50% debt-to-income ratio, max. I've seen HARP loans approved at a 65% debt-to-income ratio.
But as a financial guy, I look at 65% debt on a home mortgage, and I go, this guy's going to default.
Okay, but if you already own the home, you're already making the payments, you've made all your payments on time, you've had some issues where at least on the income that I can qualify for, your debt, it doesn't mean that's the money
No, that
you're
guy's
making.
Dealing drugs on the side, because you can't use 65% of your income, pay a mortgage, and stay
most,
afloat.
Most people can't. But what happens if they're getting money from a non-qualified plan where I can't use? What if they've
or
got
a relative or
what
dealing
if they've
drugs?
Got a roommate
yeah.
that I can't count rents on?
I got
they're
it.
Making their payments. We can potentially lower the payment. There's a lot more flexibility.
Okay, so I'm not going to accuse them as being drug dealers anymore. You just put me in my place.
I do the best I can when I have to.
Okay.
All right.
Steve Alador, LoanFinancialPlanner.com, 888-563-1070, 563-1070, preceded by the 888 number. Okay, let's move along. I want to buy a rental property. Am I going to get a 3.35% rate on that?
You are not.
I'm not.
On an investment property, depending upon how much you're putting down, you can do as little as 20% down, better off at 25% down as far as getting a better interest rate by a quarter percent.
What kind of rate are we talking about?
You're going to probably be in the high 3% range on an investment property.
That's fantastic.
And it still is.
For a rental property, you've got this thing we call in the real estate business positive leverage. In other words, if you're buying a property at a 6 or a 7 cap rate, meaning if you paid cash for it, you'd get a 6 or a 7% net yield. If you're financing the thing in the high 3s, you're making money off of the money that you're borrowing. It would make no sense not to borrow money.
Potentially, depending on the area you're in, depending on the rents that you can potentially get. So you certainly want to investigate that before you make an offer. But on top of that, based on your income, once you have an investment property, you're able to depreciate that property.
Right.
So a combination of the difference between your payment and the rents and that depreciation, you potentially may have positive cash flow in a property that's going to increase in value and increase your asset portfolio.
Stuart told me he's looking at a property in Florida with a 7% cap rate. If you're telling him he can refinance that thing at under 4%, I would have to advise him to go for it.
As long as it's not located in a swamp.
Might not be. Alligator
okay.
Alley.
All right.
Steve Alador, LoanFinancialPlanner.com. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Hey, welcome back, folks, to the Ray Program, bringing you the best in money information. James Stewart back with me. We'll get to emails momentarily, but we were just talking about positive leverage, my man. And yesterday, you and I were having this discussion about a rental property, and you were speaking out of both sides of your mouth, as you sometimes, as we all do. You said, I hate this property management stuff. And then you said, but I'm looking for a property. I know of one in Florida I can get at a 7 cap rate. I'm assuming that 7 cap, 7% yield, was based on you hiring a property manager, because I don't think you're going to, you know, fly 3,000 miles to fix a toilet.
Yeah, that's, you know, if you're going to try to buy in a foreign market, like, you know, across the United States, you've got to have a property manager you can trust. And that's the only reason I would look into this, is because I have a property manager there I've known for 30 years, and that makes the deal worthwhile.
So if I have a property that's a $300,000 property, I'm making these numbers up, and it's a 7 cap, that means if I paid cash for it, after all my expenses, property taxes, property management, maintenance, et cetera, I get 7%. That's a $21,000 income that I get on $300,000. That's pretty, pretty significant, considering we hear all the time about the 4% rule. I'm going to talk more about that in the next hour of the program. Hopefully you'll get that or get it online in the archives. But we're going to talk about that 4% rule. But 7% rule? That's almost unheard of. Now you still got to, you know, kick tenants out every once in a while. You got some deferred maintenance. You got some other stuff you have to worry about.
Right.
But if you borrowed money at 4%, and Steve said it could be under 4%, so if you borrowed money at 4% and you had a property that was generating 7%, then you're actually earning 3% on the money you're borrowing, right?
That's right.
It's like, that's magical. So in reality, and I know this is risky, but you could buy two $300,000 properties, and instead of getting $21,000, you'd get $42,000. $42,000 minus the $16,000 you'd have to pay in mortgage payments is $26,000 or whatever the number is, and you just increased your income by $5,000-$6,000 a year by using positive leverage.
Well, and what Florida gives me is I get more diversification. I can buy twice as many properties in Florida for the same amount of cash investment.
Yeah, well, you can't get positive cash flow putting 20 or 25% down in San Diego. You know that. It's next to impossible. unless you buy in the bad neighborhoods and you got to go spend a whole bunch of money.
Slumlord.
And then, yeah, then you're, yeah, you'd be called a slumlord, which I think you've been called before, haven't
you?
No,
never have.
Not yet? Okay, well, I'll call you a slumlord if you end up buying over there. Anyway, so think about that. These mortgage rates are so attractive. Get a hold of Steve Alador, 888-563-1070. I'm going to say this again because I've said it for 5 years and I've been wrong. You're probably not going to see rates as low as this ever again. How could you be so wrong so many times? Here's the difference, folks. I'm willing to admit it when I'm wrong. Okay, let's do some emails, boys. Hit it. Thank you. All right, where do I go? I got a bunch of these. Let's see. Oh, man, which ones do I want to do? Let's start with Frank in Seattle, Washington. Frank asks this question. If the stock market, I'm going to talk about this next hour. If the stock market grows at 8 to 10% annually and inflation goes up at 2 to 3%, why do I hear all this talk about a 3 to 4% withdrawal rate? Excellent question. Let's see. If inflation goes up, or excuse me, you got to take inflation. Yeah, so what he's saying is if you earn 10% in the stock market and you put all your money in the stock market and inflation's 3%, then you have 7% left over. Why are you telling me you can only take out 3 to 4%? Well, first of all, I'm not telling you that. That's what all of the studies and the academia says, et cetera, et cetera. I've got some things to say about that, but I don't have time to get into that in this hour of the program. Like I said, if you don't get 2 hours of the show, go to the archive. And sometimes the show airs at different times, so you might get it, but you might not know exactly when the second hour airs. The reason that they come up with this 3 to 4% safe withdrawal rate, which will be the topic next hour, is because of something we call sequence of returns risk. If you hit the sequence wrong early in retirement, you're dead meat. You are dead meat. Think about it for a minute. If, in fact, a 56% peak-to-trough decline hits you at the wrong time, right? You started with $1 million. You're going to take out, 50, 60, 70,000 bucks. Okay, cool. You take out 60 grand from $1 million, and over the course of a year, you drop 50, call it 60%, or even 50%. So you have $1 million, you took out 60,000, you got 940,000 left, you get hit by the 50% decline, you have 470,000 left. And you're taking out 50 or 60,000 bucks. That's like a 12% withdrawal rate. They're telling us you can only take 4% out with plus inflation. So if the sequence hits you wrong, you will be eating dog food sooner or later. Because even though the markets do snap back quite violently from these big downturns, as it did from 2009 forward, if, in fact, you really cut your portfolio value by a significant amount and you don't get the big snapback, and even if you do, your net rate of return is still going to be significantly less than the 10% rate of return when you look at the historical numbers. So it's all about the sequence of returns risk. And also, when we think about it today, you have to make the assumption that all of these safe max withdrawal rates were based on historical numbers where bonds earned 4.4%, not 1.5%. So if you're a 50-50 mix of stocks and bonds, how do you get to 4.4% from here over the next 30 years of retirement? Next to impossible is what I say. How do you go from 1.5% bond yields to 4.5% bond yields? Next to impossible. And then the stock market historically earns 10%, I'll buy that. But at valuations where they are today, does that portend that stocks for the next 10, 15, 20 years will continue at that rate? What we learned yesterday is the next 15 years, theoretically anyway, don't look that way. But the 15 years after that, because of the cyclic nature of stocks, do. But is there a big difference if you early in retirement, you get crappy returns in the stock market, and then later in retirement, after all your money's gone, you get tremendous returns in the stock market? That is why, Frank, I'm sorry for taking up so much time. I shorted Susan and Boise and the others, but Hopefully you'll get a chance to learn more about that when we talk about it in another hour of the Ray Lucia Show. But for now, let me say thank you so much for tuning in. Again, a special thanks to James Stewart for getting us on the air, and Steve Allendorf, and to you folks, most of all, because you keep me going every single day, whether I want to. No, just kidding.
You're listening to the Ray Lucia Show, taking calls from across the nation and answering questions about your biggest financial challenges. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions at 844-RAY-SHOW or online at Ray.
BizTalkRadio.com.